Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network joining us today to talk a little bit about cattle is University of Minnesota beef specialist Eric Mosel. Tell us a little bit about what cattle producers are dealing with here this spring. It's been kind of a challenge weather-wise. I know crop guys have kind of said the same thing there too, but beef producers have to deal with it as well.
Yeah, it's it has been an interesting spring just in terms of hot and dry and then wet and cold, and that's really obviously caused a lot of issues for a lot of folks just in terms of, you know, particularly calf health has been a big issue this spring. Had a lot of lots of scour problems, different types of things like that, and then of course the flies are starting to show up. They showed up here on Tuesday in mass. And so we're going to have to start thinking about some fly control for cows.
And what can guys do to maybe stay ahead of that problem and keep that herd health in mind and keep it going well?
Well, hopefully, you know, I think I'm hoping that the scours issue with calves will largely resolve itself now that we're getting close to June, and presumably the temperatures will be a little more, you know, stable and seasonal. You know, a lot of our problems earlier, like a month ago, was, you know, getting 50 degrees during the day and then, you know, below freezing at night. And anytime you're going to have some health problems, that's when you're going to see it. And so, you know, now hopefully as we move forward, you know, those temperatures are going to stay a little bit warmer and a little bit more consistent from day to night, and a lot of those calf issues hopefully will resolve themselves. When it gets to the flies, you know, probably nothing new there, but, you know, just to kind of review a little bit is thinking about particularly the types of flies that we're going to be dealing with. And, of course, right now, the black flies are terrible. But I think they'll probably start to kind of go away here. They usually only last a couple of weeks. And we're starting to move into mosquitoes, of course. And then I'm starting to see some face flies and maybe a few stable flies show up. And then, of course, later in the summer, we'll have the whole horn fly issue to deal with. So, you know, it's always a little bit of a challenge to treat for flies out on pasture. The one thing that I try and make sure that producers understand is your spring pour on that we all apply for internal parasites going out on the pasture, that actually is not fly control. It does very, very little for external parasites. That's all designed to clean out the insides of the animals. So just because they've been poured does not mean that you've applied any long-lasting fly control. So we have to start thinking about any type of pyrethrin or pyrethrin derivative type product. That's the main insecticide ingredient in a lot of these fly control products that we can get our hands on. And so we got to start thinking about putting out rubs, you know, like the big long sock rubs, or putting out oilers or the duster bags or those types of things, you know, whatever your preference is based on your own situation. Any one of those work pretty well, but of course you got to force the cattle to use them. So you got to put them in spots that they traverse through on a regular basis and kind of are forced to go under the rub or use the dusters or those types of things. If they don't do that, then of course, you know, obviously they're not very effective. And those are really good for horn flies and face flies. And, of course, you know, the importance of face flies in particular is that's your main vector for spreading pink eye. And so we want to make sure that we can get some fly control around the face of the animal. And that's why, you know, we want to think about some of those rubs or oilers or dusters is to control those face flies. And later on, it'll be important for the horn flies, which those are the ones that are up on the back of the animal and they bite hard. And of course are very irritating. The stable fly is a little bit more difficult because that tends to stay lower down on the legs of the animals. And so your rubs and oilers and dusters and those types of things don't aren't quite as effective on stable flies, and those stable flies bite. They bite hard and they hurt, and those are the why cattle are out stomping their feet all the time and everything is trying to get rid of those things. So they're pretty hard to deal with on pasture. You know, if they're in lots, you know, it's pretty easy to fog them or actually spray them. But one thing to think about is you do get, you know, 2 to 3 weeks of control by applying an insecticide, you know, if you spray it on or fog them. So maybe before turnout, think about spraying them or fogging them. And you'll at least get a few weeks of some pretty decent control on those stable flies as they go out on pasture. Now, of course, reapplying it once they're out on grass is pretty hard to do. But at least during the worst part, which usually is June, you've got a little bit of control there. It's important to think about using some of the oral larvicides, too, that you can get in certain types of mineral and those types of things. And those won't do anything for the adult flies that are already out biting everything. But, of course, they will limit the larval development for, you know, in the manure where when the flies lay their eggs, a lot of times it'll kill the larva. And that kind of lowers the threshold of flies that are out there to begin with.
And right now there's a lot of mama cows that are lactating pretty heavy. They've got calves on their side. Anything in particular that people should be looking for there, either nutrition-wise as cattle head out on grass or just general health-wise?
Well, you know, number one, I think is mineral. You know, mineral is going to be an important part, particularly if you traditionally have some pink eye issues. I think that's going to be a key thing. Now, as the summer goes on and we move past this really fresh flush of green grass, then, you know, maybe they're going to get most of their minerals from that grass. But that initial flush of grass we get is, of course, really, really watery. And we can sometimes see some deficient, not huge deficiencies, but it helps to have some additional mineral out there for those cattle. And then as we get a little bit later in the summer, then we got to, you know, make sure that pastures are providing the protein that's necessary to keep these cattle going.
And as guys are processing calves this spring, you know, some producers do the branding thing, others, you know, just kind of get everything in and keep an eye on stuff pretty close. Anything else we should touch on here before we let you go?
Well, I think now this is pure speculation, but I think given the last couple of years, it might be useful to think about maybe a pastorella vaccine in calves going out to grass this year. And, you know, just kind of staying up on those vaccinations. A lot of guys, when they brand and, you know, they are giving those types of products already, so they're covered. If they aren't doing that, that's maybe one thing to consider.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to update us here again. Eric Mosel joining us on the Red River Farm Network.